everybody, and welcome back to this episode of Southern Onion Podcast. I'm Erica.
And I'm not Erica.
No, you're not, and thank goodness. Yeah. I mean, well, if you were, right. I mean, you'd be pretty awesome.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I thought it'd be more like the Patty Duke show.
The Patty. Oh, yeah. Yes.
We're with Kathy.
Cousins are two of a kind.
Yeah, Patty and Kathy.
Patty and you're exactly right. Yes, and shout out to Nick at Knot for entertaining us while growing up. Right, there was what Green Acres, Mr. Ed, the Donna Reed Show, My Three Sons,
Car 54.
Oh yeah, Car 54. Where are you?
Yep, that was it. Yeah.
So. Let me just go ahead and promise that I will not sing anymore in this episode. Okay. So please don't turn us off.
Right. I mean, sad. Or we could sing Melissa Etheridge in opera.
No.
Yeah. That.
Oh, okay. So growing up, Melissa Etheridge is one of my favorite singer-songwriters besides Jan Arden. Ah, got that in there. But Aaron would be like, hello, hello. And she would sing in opera. Oh, man. I'm sorry. I said I would not sing, and I sang again. Yep. I'm so sorry. But yeah,
your album will be out in the fall. It's okay.
Oh yes, I'm dropping an EP next week. Yeah, check us out on Spotify. And speaking of Spotify, they are ones that carry the podcast as well. So shout out to them. And we're still looking for a sponsor. So Spotify, what's up? We love
join
you.
Us.
We listen to you all the time.
Yeah. I mean, join us. We have coffee. We have coffee.
And cookies. Yes. Come to the dark side, Spotify. Come That's to right. us. Well, thank you again, everyone, for joining us. Hope you have had a fantastic week. It was a short week for a lot of us here in the United States because of Memorial Day. And we are back to the weekend and back to quote unquote normal life, as normal as it can be. We're still, you know, slowly emerging now, finally. From this pandemic, and I actually think we're emerging like for the final time. I hope there's not any more relapses. So if you believe in vaccinations, get vaccinated if you haven't already. And if you don't believe in that, then okay, we still love you. So
that's right.
You know, no judgment here. So how was your week, Erin? How have you been?
I've been busy, believe it or not.
Oh,
I've been reading a new book. Oh, it's called The Last Thing He Told Me, and it's so good. I got it from the Reese Witherspoon book club.
Ah.
It is really, really good. So if you are looking for a summer read, this is definitely the one for you. It's 258 pages, so it's a pretty easy read. I mean, give it a day or two, but I'm getting hooked to that. And then the other night, I was sitting and I was reading my Bible and minding my own business, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
And, and I got a text message from somebody. His name is Paul Parker.
Paul Parker. Are you a listener, Paul Parker?
I don't know, but this is what he wrote. He said, "My alluring hazel eyes and beautiful smile will welcome you at the door."
What?
Well, I was just shocked. I almost dropped my Bible. I can't believe it because is he at my door?
Right.
Paul, are you there?
Are you there, Paul?
Well, but the ring system didn't pick it up. So,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know, so whoever Paul Parker is, good luck with that.
Yeah. Good luck with you and your alluring hazel eyes.
Yeah. Good luck. So,
who describes themselves that way?
I don't know. I don't know, but Paul Parker does.
So Erica, how would you describe yourself? Well, I have alluring brown eyes.
Right. Yeah.
And, very freckles from all the souls that I have taken.
Right. Well, and you know, side note, I've been walking in our neighborhood a lot more, you know, exercising and stuff like that. And there's these neighbors that are building a pool, and so the pool boys like to look at me, so I've had a really great week. Whenever I get when you ever get a little bit down on yourself, just walk by the pool boys. They'll make you feel better.
Absolutely. Any cat calls or just
no, just a lot of staring. I don't know, maybe
They found it hard to continue working while you walked
Yeah.
by with your
Yeah.
with Maggie. And did Maggie have
Yeah.
her swimsuit on? Is that what happened?
That could be it. It could
Yeah.
be her. It's not me. It's probably her.
Oh, okay. I
Thanks for that.
understand.
I feel
You're
deflated
welcome.
now.
That's
I
what I'm here for.
That's
Keep you
right.
humble. Keep you
That's
humble.
right. So how was your week?
My week's been good. I talked about last week. I've been working at other clinics with my company, and so that has been going good. No one though has complimented me on my accent this week, which was kind of sad.
I'm
But that's
sorry.
okay. I know I have a great accent, and it's fine. And then, did other adult things like get brakes on my car. So hey, I'll
Ooh,
be able to,
there you go.
with insurance companies like it when you can stop, So
Yeah.
keep my rates low. So that honestly has really been about it. And
Yeah.
played some more video games. There's this one I'm playing. I play on Xbox, and it is called Rain on Your Parade. And you're I love this game. You're a cloud. You're cloudy. And
Oh.
cloudy goes around other people. I know it's such an inventive name and so creative. And Cloudy goes around and rains on people's parades and weddings and catches
Ooh.
things on fire. It's
Wow.
you're ruining other people's day, and it makes my day. I don't know.
Right,
So
makes you feel better.
exactly from the comfort of my home. So
There you go.
yeah, so check it out. It's free for Game Pass. So, Xbox. Looking for a sponsor, just telling you. You've gotten a lot of
Yeah.
my money, actually, so let's talk. But
There you go.
so hope everybody else has had a great week. We really appreciate you joining and listening to us. Thank you to all the new listeners. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to us at, so you know when we release our new episodes, which is usually on Mondays. Also, leave us a rating and a comment, especially on iTunes, because that really, really helps us with the recognition, and we appreciate it so much. If you haven't already, you can follow us on Instagram at Southern Onion Podcast, catchy name. Or you can send us an email if you have questions or a show idea, or just want to say, hey, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at Southern Onion, the number 2 at gmail.com. So, got all that business stuff out of the way. Whew.
And we won't rain on your parade.
No, I promise not to rain on your
Yep.
parade
We won't rain on your parade.
with my Wonder Woman controller.
There you go.
So in the still getting to know the twins, the question I have for you this week, Erin, what superhero would you be from childhood or now, and why?
Okay, well,
And superhero doesn't have to be DC or Marvel. It can actually be,
sure.
who you view as a hero.
So not Cruella de Vil, right? No.
Well, she, hey, Maleficent
no,
is a hero.
you know,
Change
right.
my mind, okay?
Okay. Well, I gotta say, I'm thinking on this. I don't know her. I know of her, but I don't know her, and maybe you do. But I like Poison Ivy. I don't know why. I
Okay.
well, you know, I'm not allergic to Poison Ivy. That's amazing.
Hey, nope.
I've never had it.
Really?
And now
Okay.
I don't ever remember having it. Now I say that, and I probably have it childhood, but I don't remember ever
As an
having
adult.
poison ivy. Yeah, no, never, never.
Yeah.
So I don't know. She just looks kind of neat, the like the green ivy and the red
Yeah.
hair, and I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, so
Well,
I'll go
if
with
you
her.
follow Batman some, you'll see Poison Ivy. That's
Okay,
kind of
yeah.
the realm I know her in anyway. I know there's probably other people out there screaming now, going, no, and she's from. And that's okay. We'll educate
Right.
ourselves or send us an email, send us a DM, remind
Yeah.
us. We always love to learn. So, okay, cool. I
Yeah,
like
yeah.
it. I like there's songs about Poison Ivy.
Yeah, there is,
I
yeah.
will not sing. Sorry. I know people are waiting, like, oh gosh, here she goes again. But no.
No.
No, I'll stay quiet this time. So,
It's all right. Yeah.
yeah.
So which one's yours?
Oh, mine easily is Wonder Woman. What is not to love about Wonder Woman, right? So she's
Right.
Diana Prince during her quote unquote life, her daytime, and then at night, she lets her hair down, puts a lasso on her hip, she goes and fights crime, and justice and truth and love. I love Wonder
There you
Woman.
go.
I don't remember Wonder Woman not being in my life. And those who know me in real life know I carry like a Wonder Woman lunchbox.
Oh,
Yes,
there you go.
I'm in my 40s and I carry a Wonder Woman lunchbox. But I got it for $3 at Target. It even has a cape on it. I leave the cape at home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, even for me, because I'm a superhero. But yeah, so
There you
yeah.
go.
And I have cats, so it's great. So yeah, so there's just another little glimpse. If you have a question for us you'd like for us to answer, just let us know. We'll be glad to answer it for you. Also, just a reminder, our Patreon and YouTube channel is going to start up July 1st. So if there's anything you would like to see as part of being a Patreon supporter, or you'd like to see us do on the YouTube channel, legally, of course. We are taking ideas and suggestions, and we're looking forward to doing that. So the YouTube channel is going to be a bit more about us and not so much true crime. We're going to keep that here to the podcast. So, all right. Well, excellent. So now let's get to this case. Let's get to this onion. And we are going to be talking about today Angie Houseman. This is a case from the St. Louis, Missouri area about a 9-year-old girl who got off the bus one day in November and unfortunately was not found until 9 days later. And this is an interesting case because DNA evidence caught up with this one. And it's never easy to talk about cases with children anyway. Children don't deserve that end of to their lives, definitely. And then just to know that this person, Earl Cox, Earl Webster Cox, he had a history. He had a history coming into this. He was still doing things and really should have never been out of prison, but he was. And unfortunately, he saw Angie, and that was it. When you're a pedophile and a child molester, you try to make it seem like, oh, well, she was being nice to me. I don't know. I mean, they have such a skewed sense of reality and of interactions with children. But this really got me because the system, the community, everybody really let Angie down on this one. She should still be here with us today, absolutely, without a doubt. So, all right, Erin, what you got?
Well, so Angie Houseman on November 18th of 1993, she's 9 years old, she's in the fourth grade, and she lived in St. Ann, Missouri, which is down in the St. Louis area. And she was last seen departing the school bus, which was about like 8 houses down from her home. So the bus stop was 8 houses down.
Yeah, she was that close to her home, and I think it's 17 miles from downtown St. Louis. Saint Anne is 17 miles from St. Louis. This is how, just to give an idea of
An idea.
proximity.
So nobody saw anything, heard anything out of the ordinary. Nothing. Nobody. She just vanished. I mean, just poof, vanished. After 9 days, that would be November 27th, she was discovered by a deer hunter who saw her tied to a tree at the Bush Wildlife Conservation, and she had died just hours before he found her.
I mean, it's already
Yeah.
November, and in that area,
It's
November could
snow.
be 65 degrees or it could be
Sure.
25 degrees. I mean, the weather is so unpredictable during that time.
Right,
But
right.
to know that she had only passed hours.
Yeah.
Less than a day, they think, before
Yeah.
she was found.
Yeah. And it's believed that she was alive when she was tied to the tree and that she died a slow death of exposure. And actually, I mean, they said that a small pile of ice chips had formed over her body.
And
And
she
that,
well, and that
And it was,
she had duct tape over her mouth and eyes, and
yeah.
Who?
She was nude. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, the cause of death was hypothermia.
Yeah. And which is just your body just slowing
Yeah.
itself down, because if it's too cold, you that's why our bodies run at 97, 98 degrees normally, because you need
Right.
that heat to keep the blood pumping and flowing and your organs to work properly.
Right.
What got me was just the heinous part of the crime is he put her out there and walked away. I mean, are you serious? Are you serious? And then, when he, because the sentence that he got, so he pled guilty, which, if there's got to be a silver lining, at least he pled guilty. And my favorite word to use, accountability. He held himself accountable to what he did once the truth started coming out. Once they were like, look, we got you on this. So he's like, all right, fine. There, I did it. And it was good. Now, he was sentenced to life in prison, but he was not sentenced to life in prison without parole until just recently, which was
Right.
August 20th of 2020. So there's at least one good thing that came out of 2020, right?
Right, yeah, exactly.
He's 63 years old now. So he was 36 when he killed her. He was 36 years old. He was charged on first degree murder and first degree sexual assault. And his life is without the possibility of parole. So at least he got the sentence he deserves. I mean, because what I read, and a lot of what I read was from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. They took the death penalty out of it, because to try a death penalty, they would have had to go to court and go through a whole trial to get the death penalty.
Right.
And 27 years later, this whole family's been through enough. And he was willing to, explain or explain, but admit to his crime.
Right,
Yeah.
yeah. That's just, I mean, and you know, when they questioned him, like you see this self-preservation, we talk about this before, because why did he tie Angie to a tree? I think, pardon me, I think it's because, believe it or not, I don't think he wanted to be responsible for killing her. And I know that sounds like what, but I
Sure.
think it was, I'm going to tie her to a tree and I'm just going to let nature take its course, so to speak. And I think he probably thought by the time she's discovered, there's not going to be much of anything left.
Right. Yes.
So he can honestly say, oh, I didn't kill her. Yeah, but you tied her to a tree and you tortured this poor girl. So there's that self-preservation. I know what I did was bad, but I didn't kill her.
Right. Yeah.
So you see that coming from this guy. You really do. I mean, and that's what I felt about him, was it was just like, yeah, I'm a bad guy, but I'm not that bad.
Yeah.
That's what I kind of got from him. So
Oh yeah, definitely. And he I agree. I didn't look at it that way, but that tie, leaving her to the elements would be, oh, well, it wasn't me that did it. Did I harm her? Yes, but I didn't kill her. That was nature. That was
Right.
but he purposely goes and, she's found, let's see here, in St. Charles County, and
Correct, yeah.
that is 8 miles from the home that he was renting in Wentzville. So, because, and this is where, I mean, we grew up in the 80s and 90s where you're told, do not get in the car with a stranger. Do
Right.
not, they can say they know your family. Do not believe them. If you don't know them, do not get in the car.
Right.
Because really what happened, is it was a cold day. And how he describes it is that Angie looked tired. So he kind of drove up to her and was like, hey, are you hungry? And she was like, well, yeah. And so he was like, well, get in the car and I'll get you something to eat. So that's how she got in the car.
Right.
Was,
Yeah.
and this is 93, so this isn't that long ago. But he, when I was reading about him, where I had made the statement earlier that this is someone who never even should have been out anyway, because Cox was in a, he was in the Air Force. Now he was dishonorably discharged, and he was actually convicted of pedophilia because he had been stationed in Germany, and he was a babysitter for four girls in Germany, and he was actually tried and convicted of molesting all four of these girls. So he was tried, charged with that, discharged from the army, or excuse me, the Air Force, dishonorably discharged from the Air Force, and received treatment back in 1980. I apologize, I thought I had it in front of me. Back in 1982, received treatment for this. But yet that was it. And obviously that didn't work
Right.
because this still happened. Because, to me, if you're tried and convicted of that, why are you ever let back out?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it's heinous. It's not, it, I don't know. I just think if you prey on people who are elderly and children, you don't need to be around people. Obviously,
Right.
you've got a problem that, and you just pick on people who can't defend themselves. You're going off a kid's trust is
Right.
what you're hoping that they'll get in the car, which in this case she did.
Yep, she did. And she was described by some of her friends and people that she was a very trusting little girl. She was very eager to please her new friends. So it's not, I mean, 9 years old, I wouldn't be surprised. Hey, you want to go to Burger King? It's like, well, yeah, cool, why not? You're not thinking, oh, stranger danger. And you can teach your kids all day long, stranger danger and all these things, but when they're in that moment, you just don't know what's going to happen. And maybe she was like, yeah, I'm hungry and let's go to Burger King. She probably honestly thought that she really thought she was going to Burger King, come back home and everything would be fine. I really believe that that's probably what Angie thought.
No,
So, I
I
mean, yeah.
Absolutely, I agree.
Yeah. And when she went missing, and I know everybody's thinking, okay, how do they connect the dots to Earl Cox? Because remember, we have no witnesses, we have nothing. We've got DNA, but we're talking 93. DNA is not readily around for testing. So it's like, how are they going to catch this guy? So Angie had told her PE teacher that she was going to go meet an uncle and that they were going to go to the countryside together on a Thursday. And that was something that the cops were like, who is this uncle? Of course, mom and dad, they get in touch with them. There is no uncle. They're not going to the countryside with anyone. So that was something that the police thought maybe she's got this guy that she knows that she calls uncle. Maybe there's somebody she's met and she just like lovingly calls him uncle or something. But of course, that goes into a dead end. That never goes to anything. So with Cox, his car had broken down the day that he took Angie. And he had pulled over and he checked on his car to see what was going on. And he saw her get off the bus. And in that moment, he decided, I want that little girl.
All because his car.
If his car had not broke down, so to speak, then Angie would maybe be alive today.
That's just so
Yeah. Yeah.
well, that like I've heard many people say, you never know who you're standing next to.
That's true.
Honest,
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah. Yeah.
you really don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
People disguise themselves in all kinds of ways.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But here's what got me about this. Okay, so you had mentioned that, he said, you want to go to Burger King? She says yes, they go. Now, this is according to Cox, okay? So take it for what it's worth. So they drive around for a couple of hours. He takes her to his home and he starts sexually assaulting this poor little girl. He, at the time, has a live-in girlfriend. That he says to live-in girlfriend, do not go in the back bedroom. Now, they described this woman in the paper as being from another country, so her English was very fragmented. But she was afraid of Cox. So, of course, she's not gonna go back there.
No.
And that.
I could not imagine being that girlfriend. And like you said, she said she was afraid of Cox. Her English was not good. He worked all hours, odd hours. And so then you got a situation of, okay, well, was she only with him for immigration status? Was she, it's just sad because I'm sure if she had known, she would have probably done something. I would hope. I would hope.
And we know that Cox had Angie for like a week. So around that time. So he was tormenting this poor girl. I'm not going to go into details. I think everybody can kind of, go that way. But he would move her. So there is a thought, did he have someone helping him? Did he act alone? That's something that they've brought up. I don't know.
Because they try to connect him to other cases and it's just not there because DNA evidence is again emerging. But during his sentencing, the judge, which was Judge John A. Cunningham, he said to Earl Cox, he said, "Your crimes not only terrified Angie, her family, but the entire community, because in 93, all of a sudden, a girl gets off the bus 8 houses away and she's not seen." And a lot of people were like, "What is happening? Who is this?" Thinking a network of people were coming in, because you got to think there's human trafficking, there's kids getting kidnapped. So who, what is happening? And St. Louis is a big city, and this is a suburb off of St. Louis, so you wonder what's happening there. But yeah, a lot of torment. And then the sad part too is Angie's mom passed away before he was caught, or not caught, but before he was convicted. Her mom died in 2016, at the age of 52. She had had cancer, and during the sentencing, the father, the stepfather spoke and said, he should be charged for two murders because, yes, he killed Angie, but he also, my wife was never the same. She slowly died from this. Which I can't, I just cannot imagine that happening to an adult, but much less a kid, a 9-year-old. What? She's just getting off the bus. Are you serious? That's what she was guilty of. She got off the bus. Wow.
And 4 years after Angie was murdered, his name, Cox's name, appeared on like a sex offenders list for the area, but he was never questioned. And the police said it was because it was a manpower issue. And the police officer did say, without scientific, circumstantial, or eyewitness, it's very hard to form a suspect. And it has to be. So, but thank goodness for DNA, they were able to match his profile with the duct tape and of course her underwear that was found that they were able to get him.
Because if this had happened in today's time, they would have caught him very quickly. But this was back in 93. Now, the plot gets even worse for Mr. Cox here, because they get the DNA evidence. They say, "Oh, well, it's Earl Cox." Well, how did they already have his DNA in the system for them to match him? Well, it's because he is actually in jail, because in 2003, he was convicted for being an administrator for an international online child pornography network. He had over 45,000 images on his computer at home. He completed his sentence in 2011, which I think is just even ridiculous. 8 years for ruining these children's lives. You get 8 years, 45,000 pictures, 8 years. Anyway, but thankfully, authorities designated him sexually dangerous and kept him incarcerated. in North Carolina. So that is how, when they found that D, they were able to process that DNA evidence on Angie's clothing. That's how they knew where he was. Now, had he stayed out of trouble, I don't know that they would have found them. But
Right.
here's my getting on the soapbox here. I believe we should have a database. When you are born, you know, they prick your foot anyway to test for something. I can't remember right now, but keep that evidence, keep that, log that DNA into a system, into a database. So if you become a criminal in your adult life, if you choose to become a criminal in your adult life, in your adult life, you can be caught a whole lot quicker.
Right.
Now, a lot of people don't want to do that, and I feel it's invasion of privacy. Okay. But if this was your daughter, if this had been your child, you would hope for a database so whoever did it would be brought to justice quickly. But again, I know it's not a popular opinion. I get it. But things like that, I think, would help deter horrible crimes like this,
Right.
knowing, oh crap, I really shouldn't do this because they're going to be able to catch me.
Right. Well, and how many chances do you give someone when they're obviously proving you over and over again? They're repeating, and it's just like, okay, treatment didn't work. We've done all these things. I mean, at some point, it's like he should have been in prison this entire time. He's just not going to be able to be rehabbed. Let's just put it out. He's just not going to be able to do that.
Right, because this was going on since the early 80s.
Right.
And
Yeah.
then, you know, when that happened in Germany, and then he goes through this alleged program in 1982, and then, you know, this happens in 93, so it's not even 10 years. But
Right.
then he's in jail. He's been convicted of Angie's murder,
Right.
and then while he's in jail, oh, he admits to another case of
Right.
molesting another girl 4 years before he took Angie.
Regret,
So
yeah.
I mean, he's not even 6 years out of therapy for this treatment, and he's already has, you know, molested another girl. And in
Yeah.
this one, for the 4 years before he took Angie, he entered the Alford plea. Now, we talked about the Alford plea in the Holly Bobo case, and that
Yes.
is where they're not necessarily admitting guilt, but they're saying if it went to trial, there's evidence that they would pr more than likely be convicted.
Right. Yeah.
The Alford plea. Ugh.
And this girl survived, and she was able to get up in
Oh, yes.
court, and I think she's a hero, and that's amazing to get up in court and
Absolutely.
face that monster and be like, you know what? I was a victim, but I'm
Yes.
not anymore.
Absolutely. And I,
So,
that
yeah.
was huge for her to say,
Oh,
because
yeah.
it's not, you know, you're, was she a victim? Yes, she was, but now she is a survivor. She is an advocate for those who have gone through that same horrific
Right.
ordeal.
Right.
And, you know, hopefully she is a beacon of strength and hope for others who have had that same type of thing happen to them. And I think it's important. I thought it was so important for her to do that, just for her own healing, but to show others, yeah, you can face who did this to you. You can tell them what you think about them, and you can lead, you know, hopefully a happy, healthy life
Right.
after this. She didn't let it define her, but she admitted, you know, it's not like she's ignoring it or anything, but, and hopefully that resonated with him. Does it? Who knows? Who knows?
Well, right. And
It's sick.
he's had a stroke. I will say that he's had a stroke, so there are gaps, he says, in some of this. So, are we going to really truly know everything? I think we know enough. I mean, I just wonder if there's any more victims out there. That's what I worry about, that we just have no idea, and that's what's scary.
Yes, definitely. Because I don't know. I mean, he already lived 27 years with doing this.
Yeah.
And he only admitted when the truth came knocking at the door.
Right.
And they're like,
Yeah.
we know you did this. And then he's like, okay, yes, you know, I did. But, right, is he just going to wait and be presented with something else? Go, okay, well, yeah, I was a part of this one too. You know, that's just what's how many lives has he ruined? You know, and it described him going into court as he was in court using a walker and had gray hair, you know, and just like that person, the BTK, you know, when he went into court,
Oh,
he was all
yes.
hunched over and
Oh, I
old.
think you're right. I think you're thinking of the, oh my goodness, the Golden State
Oh yeah,
Killer.
the Golden State Killer.
Yeah,
Yes.
yeah.
Yeah.
He was the one that came in all frail and
Oh
was
yeah.
pretty much incoherent, I think, or
Right.
pretending to be. I want to put it out there.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
But then showed him in his jail cell climbing on top of his bed, seeing if he could push up like ceiling tiles or something.
Right, that's the one.
Which
Yeah,
he couldn't.
the Golden
Oh,
State
okay.
Killer.
The Golden.
And
Oh, okay.
yes. And you're right though, but he came in pretending to be frail and just I
Yeah.
didn't know what I was, you know, what's going on, and yeah.
Right, like what goes through their minds, you know, with him and with the Golden State Killer, with the Harvey Weinstein. Oh, I've got this
Sure.
walker. Well, okay.
Right.
Let's I'm from the physical therapy world, so when I see people use a walker, I think, oh, that's good. They're being safe with their mobility. I'm not seeing
Right.
someone who is frail and weak and oh, could just never do these monstrous things. I'm like, no, they're just
Right.
being making sure they don't fall.
And
That's all I see.
they do this in court all the time. Even with Jodi Arias, we saw them, you know, she had the dark hair and
Oh,
glasses and had no
yes.
makeup on to look kind of mousy. So,
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
you know, it's part of their, yeah. But no, I see what you're saying. But,
Yeah,
you
they're
know, he's
trying
a
to do
he's a
it to get
monster.
them sympathy. And I'm like,
Right.
no, there's none here, honey.
Right. Nope. No.
You can go
So,
on.
yeah, so but this was an interesting case because, like you said, it had not been solved for 25 years. And this was kind of a needle in a haystack because nobody saw or heard anything. And through, thankfully, through DNA
Yeah.
and the CODIS,
Science, yay.
yes, we were able to catch him. So,
You believe that? Science works.
yes, it
Oh
does. I believe in science. I really
my
do.
goodness. I do
Yep.
too.
So,
Because,
yes.
you know, what my degrees are in. Science. I
There you
better
go.
believe in it.
Right, there you go. So,
Yeah, but this was definitely one of the harder ones to read about and to
sure.
you know, even though thankfully, you know, it's been solved, but it's only been solved for like 8 months after
Right.
27 years.
Yeah.
But it's nice to know that there is a closure to it
Yeah.
and that he is not getting out. He cannot hurt anybody else. But still, it's just like I feel so bad because I feel like when that happened in the 80s, that should have been the end of for him. He never should have been let out.
Sure.
You
Yeah.
know, I get, you know, I just not at the level that he was going because it just ramped up and
Yeah.
Angie unfortunately got off
Yeah.
the bus. I don't know.
So sad.
Yeah. So, all right. So that is that onion of
Yes.
Earl Webster
Cox.
Cox.
Yeah.
You know, glad he's in jail, in prison.
Yes.
Whew. All right. So if you all have any questions, comments, anything like that, make sure to reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes.
So next week, the case we are going to do is actually another one that's kind of close to where Aaron and I grew up. It is the McDonald's murder.
Yeah, that's what I
And
call it. Yeah.
yeah.
That's yeah.
And this is one where one of the accused killers was put to death not long ago. Well, year and a half
It's
ago,
right,
I
and
guess.
it was very controversial
Yes.
because
Oh, yes.
and so that's
Yeah,
why yeah.
because as he's getting ready to meet his demise, he wants to start, a grown man wants to blame a teenager making him do things, right?
Yep,
That's what you're getting, that's what you're alluding to. So,
Right,
yeah,
yes. So
okay.
there's your teaser
Here's,
for it.
yes,
So
woo, the teaser.
yeah.
So, the McDonald murders, this is from Union County, Tennessee. I said that in a good accent, didn't I?
You did.
I
I'm proud
did.
of
I'm
you.
so, thank you. I am too. I'm learning to just embrace, you know, this is how
Yes,
I
embrace
talk.
it.
I
Yeah.
don't have a clear radio voice that might be delightful for others to hear.
Got
Ew.
to be real.
Gotta be
Yeah.
real. Yeah, I feel like I sounded like Delilah there.
Yeah, a
That
little bit. Yeah.
love songs at night, Delilah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember her.
I miss those days where you just listened to the radio, right? There was Casey Kasem and America's Top 40. You had
Right.
John Garabedian and Open House Party. And
Yeah.
yes, Open House Party and Top 40 is still on, but it's different people. It's just not the same, okay? It's not.
Yeah, I agree.
But there is still Delilah with love songs at night.
I was gonna say Delilah is still around, guys, so check
She
her out.
is.
Yeah.
Absolutely go. She'll make you feel good about things and play some
She really does.
pretty good songs that'll be stuck in your head for a while.
Yep.
Not my singing. Not my singing at all. So
No.
it's better.
Yep.
Aaron's trying to be nice. It's okay. I know
Yeah,
you're the
it's all
singer
right.
of the two of us. It's fine.
And it's really not even that good for me,
Oh,
so.
stop. Oh, my goodness. All right, everybody. Well, thank you again for tuning in. If you have a question, if you have a show idea, reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. DMs are open on Instagram. You've got our email, southernonion, the number two at gmail.com. You can comment on any of our Instagram posts. We'll respond back. We try to stay on there every day, every couple of days. So keep on the lookout for more content coming your way from the twins of Southern Onion.
That's right.
All right. And until then, take care. Stay safe and keep peeling back those layers of true crime. Bye, Erin.
Bye, Erica.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.